Welcome back to the Divine Office as we near the end of our liturgical year. Please, God, form us into your own image and likeness and help us be prepared for the day of our death. Help us grant to know the solemnity and the preciousness of our life and of our death. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We pray this, and we celebrate Thanksgiving Day tonight. For the fruits of His creation, thanks be to God. For the gifts to every nation, thanks be to God. For the plowing, sowing, and reaping, silent growth while men are sleeping. Future needs and earth's safekeeping, thanks be to God. In the just reward of labor, God's will is done. In the help we give our neighbor, God's will is done. In our worldwide task of caring for the hungry and despairing, in the harvests men are sharing, God's will is done. For the harvests of His Spirit, thanks be to God. For the good all men inherit, thanks be to God. For the wonders that astound us, for the truths that still confound us, most of all that love has found us, thanks be to God. I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. I will praise you, Lord. You have rescued me and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, I cried to you for help, and you, my God, have healed me. O Lord, you have raised my soul from the dead, restored me to life from those who sink into the grave. Sing songs to the Lord, you who love Him. Give thanks to His holy name. His anger lasts a moment, His favor through life. At night there are tears, but joy comes with dawn. I said to myself in my good fortune, nothing will ever disturb me. Your favor had set me on a mountain fastness. Then you hid your face, and I was put to confusion. To you, Lord, I cried. To my God I made appeal. What profit would my death be, my going to the grave? Can dust give you praise or proclaim your truth? The Lord listened and had pity. The Lord came to my help. For me you have changed my mourning into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. So my soul sings songs to you unceasingly. O Lord my God, I will thank you forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God our Father, grant our needs, protect our families, heal our hearts and souls. Grant us your special blessings. Grant us to be able to give thanks worthily. And a dear friend also called us, a friend of our community called and asked for help finding a lost pet, the cat Minzy. So we pray that God will guide this cat back to safety and back to her owner. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace, of thy flame of love, over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. The one who is sinless in the eyes of God is blessed indeed. Happy the man whose offense is forgiven, whose sin is remitted. Oh, happy the man to whom the Lord impugns no guilt, in whose spirit is no guile. I kept it secret and my frame was wasted. I groaned all the day long. For night and day your hand was heavy upon me. Indeed, my strength was dried up as by the summer's heat. But now I have acknowledged my sins. My guilt I did not hide. I said I will confess my offense to the Lord, and you, Lord, have forgiven the guilt of my sin. So let every good man pray to you in the time of need. The floods of water may reach high, but him they shall not reach. You are my hiding place, O Lord. You save me from distress. You surround me with cries of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will give you counsel with my eye upon you. Be not like horse and mule, unintelligent, needing bridle and bit, else they will not approach you. Many sorrows has the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving mercy surrounds him. Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord, exalt you just. O come, ring out your joy, all you upright of heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, to keep us from your indignation, you suffered and died on the cross to cleanse us from our sin. You were wounded for our sins, and we are your prodigal children. Help us to taste and see your goodness and mercy as we confess our sins to you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The one who is sinless in the eyes of God is blessed indeed. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger. But then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you. The great and the small alike, now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death, so rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. A reading from the second letter of the Apostle Peter. The condemnation of the wicked. The Lord knows how to rescue devout men from trial, and how to continue the punishment of the wicked up to the day of judgment. He knows especially how to treat those who live for the flesh, in their desire for whatever corrupts, and who despise authority. Those bold and arrogant men have no qualms whatsoever about reviling celestial beings, on whom angels, though greater than men in strength and power, pass no obsequious sentence in the Lord's presence. These men pour abuse on things of which they are ignorant. They act like creatures of instinct, brute animals born to be caught and destroyed. Because of their decadence, they too will be destroyed, suffering the reward of their wickedness, thinking daytime revelry a delight. They are stained in defilement as they share your feasts in a spirit of seduction. Constantly on the lookout for a woman, theirs is a never-ending search for sin. They lure the weaker types, their hearts are trained in greed, and a cursed lot they are. They have abandoned the straight road, and wander off on the path taken by Balaam, son of Beor. He was a man attracted to dishonest gain, but he was rebuked for his evil doing. A mute beast spoke with a human voice to restrain the prophet's madness. These men are waterless springs, mists whipped by the gale. The darkest gloom has been reserved for them. They talk empty bombast while baiting their hooks with passion, with the lustful ways of the flesh, to catch those who have just come free of a life of errors. They promise them freedom, though they themselves are slaves of corruption, for surely anyone is a slave of that by which he has been overcome. When men have fled a polluted world by recognizing the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are caught up and overcome in pollution once more. Their last condition is worse than their first. It would have been better for them not to have recognized the road to holiness than to have turned their backs on the holy law handed on to them. Once they had known it, how well the proverb fits them. The dog returns to its vomit, and a sow bathes while wallowing in the mire. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Responsory prayer. There are many things that are true, honorable, and just, many that are pure. Think about them. These you must do, and the God of peace will be with you. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous and strong. These you must do, and the God of peace will be with you. From a homily on Matthew by St. John Chrysostom, Bishop. If we are sheep, we overcome. If wolves, we are overcome. As long as we are sheep, we overcome. And though surrounded by countless wolves, we emerge victorious. But if we turn into wolves, we are overcome. For we lose the shepherd's help. He, after all, feeds the sheep, not the wolves. And will abandon you if you do not show his power, if you do not let him show his power in you. What he says is this: do not be upset that I send you out among the wolves. I bid you be as sheep and doves. I could have managed things quite differently and sent you, not to suffer evil, nor to yield like sheep to the wolves, but to be fiercer than lions. But the way I have chosen is right. It will bring you greater praise and at the same time magnify my power. That is what he told Paul: my grace is enough for you, for in weakness my power is made perfect. I intend, he says, to deal in the same way with you, for when he says, I am sending you out like sheep, he implies, but do not therefore lose heart, for I know and am certain that no one will be able to overcome you. The Lord, however, does want them to contribute something, lest everything seem to be the work of grace, and they seem to win their reward without deserving it. Therefore he adds, you must be clever as snakes and innocent as doves. But they may object, what good is our cleverness amid so many dangers? How can we be clever when tossed about by so many waves? However great the cleverness of the sheep, as he stands among the wolves, so many wolves, what can accomplish it? However great the innocence of the dove, what good does it do him, with so many hawks swooping upon him? In all this, I say, cleverness and innocence admittedly do these irrational creatures no good, but they can help you greatly. What cleverness Is the Lord requiring you? The cleverness of a snake. A snake will surrender everything and will put up no great resistance, even if its body is being cut to pieces, provided it can save its head. So you, the Lord is saying, must surrender everything but your faith. Money, body, even life itself. For faith is the head and the root. Keep that, and though you lose all else, you will get it back in abundance. The Lord, therefore, counseled the disciples to be not simply clever or innocent. Rather, he joined the two qualities so that they become a genuine virtue. He insisted on the cleverness of the snake so that deadly wounds might be avoided. And he insisted on the innocence of the dove so that revenge might not be taken on those who injure or lay traps for you. Cleverness is useless without innocence. Do not believe that this precept is beyond your power. More than anything else, the Lord knows the true natures of created things. He knows that moderation, not a fierce defense, beats back a fierce attack. Responsory prayer. See, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves, says the Lord. Be cunning as serpents and innocent as doves. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become children of the light. Be as cunning as serpents and as innocent as doves. God has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. Our hope is in God who gives us help. Let us call upon him and say, look kindly on your children, Lord. Lord our God, you made an eternal covenant with your people. Keep us ever mindful of your mighty deeds. Let your ordained ministers grow toward perfect love and preserve your faithful people in unity by the bond of peace. Be with us in our work of building the earthly city, that in building we may not labor in vain. Send workers into your vineyard and glorify your name among the nations. Help the holy souls in purgatory. We pray for them and they pray for us. Let's see what we've got for Thanksgiving and Magnificat. I think we're going to have some special intercessions at least. Aware that each day of our life is an invitation to thank God for his countless blessings, in gratitude we turn to the Father, that the Church in the United States may reflect the presence of Christ and draw into her embrace all who are searching for the truth, that our lawmakers and civil leaders may abide by the gospel of life in every act of governance, for an end to all bitterness, discord, selfishness, and vice, so that we may truly become one nation under God. Let the wealth of our nation be used to care for the poorest in our midst. For our families and friends, that our celebration of Thanksgiving be an occasion of reunion, sincere love, and gratitude. That all families torn apart by division, greed, grudges, or abuse may find reconciliation and peace in Jesus Christ. And for all of your intentions, and for the cat, Minzie, to be found for Joseph and for those in Nigeria, for Henry and those in Nigeria, that God may help them, and that God may use our resources to create solutions for those in Africa and Nigeria, and to protect our brothers and sisters in the faith. Lord, hear our prayers as we thank you for all the things we take for granted. Heavenly Father, gratitude fills our hearts today as we recall all that you have given us. Keep us ever thankful and generous in your holy service. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Special prayer for Thanksgiving. Father all-powerful, your gifts of love are countless, and your goodness infinite. As we come before you on Thanksgiving Day, with gratitude for your kindness, open our hearts to have concern for every man, woman, and child, that you may share your gifts in loving service through our, that we may share your gifts in loving service through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. All right, let's pray for our Holy Father and for his monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.